gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
All right. Good afternoon, Allison and Ma.
Hello.
I got to send a big happy birthday out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. You are an Aquarius. You are. You share the day with movie actor Christian Bale, turns 45. Rapper Kid Cudi, turns 35. And also Phil Collins, you remember him back in the day?
Sure.
Yes.
Is that Sue?
Yes. Yeah, he turned 68. And also U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was born on this day. So if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. And speaking of births, did you hear the news? Ciara and Russell Wilson announced that they are expecting child number 3.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
How do you think Future feel about that? You don't care.
Future, who cares? Okay. He's still booed up with your girl.
Harvey.
Are they still booed up? I don't know.
Yes, I think they are.
I'm seeing pictures this week.
All right. And in other news, everybody's still talking about, and grieving over Kobe Bryant. So many things going on. But one thing a lot of people are talking about is the recent article that was published by Felicia Summers. She works with the Washington Post. She's a political reporter, and she posted about Kobe and about the rape. And everybody was like, what is going on? And actually, people are just commenting on that, and I have Nico Cherry. She made a comment about journalists and their responsibilities. This is what she had to say.
I'm looking at the journalist Felicia, and she is somebody who has gone through sexual assault herself. So as a journalist, which is not what we do, we are a talk show. So as a journalist, it's our job to objectively report the news. I know that that would be tough if you're someone who survived sexual assault. But when I'm looking at this story, she didn't give the story any context, and she got upset that she was being attacked on Twitter for tweeting a link that basically was condemning Kobe's character and accusing him of rape. But I think her job as a journalist was to put that in context. You have the responsibility, and you need to have the journalistic acumen to write the full story. Go to the Washington Post and say, this man is a nuanced character. This man has a detailed, layered history that we need to discuss. But don't just tweet that out and be the political reporter for the Washington Post and tweet that and leave it there, because you're leaving yourself open to the attacks that you're now receiving. And so whether or not she should be fired, I think that she should be put on leave like she was. I think it's inappropriate because we're in a time where we don't know what journalism is anymore. We have our president that attacks journalists. We have TMZ that broke the news to Vanessa Bryant that her husband passed away. You know, what are we doing now?
So what do you think about that?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, as a journalist, I think there's sometimes the onus is on us to get that story out quick.
Fast.
Get that story out, before Channel 4 or 7 or 9 does it, so I understand that pressure. When I saw that she did that, it did feel, I'm not surprised to hear that she is a survivor of sexual assault.
Right,
because
right.
It seemed personal, like, why are we holding this man up when he had this in his past? It seemed personal, it seemed, punitive. And it seemed out of context,
right.
Just like Nico said.
Right.
But interesting enough, they reinstated her on Tuesday.
Whoa.
They said after conducting an internal review, we have determined that while we consider her tweets ill-timed, she was not in clear and direct violation of our social media policy. And so she says, basically,
it's a gray line. I get it.
Of course, everybody's, we're very sensitive and we're very, we're mourning.
And it might stand as a trigger for some people,
right.
who are survivors,
right?
And they're like, but what about this? What about this? The bottom line is, and the thing that really does irritate me is when people are either acquitted or cases dropped. Now, trust me, I understand people pay people off all the time. I get it. I understand that.
Right.
But in the court, in legal terms, there was no, this case was dropped.
Right.
And so sometimes we hold people accountable forever, and sometimes we don't.
Right.
And so, I think it was ill-timed, and I think it was out of context.
Yeah, and I think right now a lot of people are really sensitive about it. Mark and I were just talking off-air about this comedian who recently did, he does dark comedy. His name is Ari Sharif, and he did, basically his thing is when anybody passes away, he does a discolorful type of video.
Yes.
And he's saying that when Kobe passed away, all of his followers are like, where's the video on Kobe? So he did this bad joke on Kobe, and now everybody is sending him death threats. He's been dropped by his talent agency. All the clubs that used to book him are, like, dropping him, and he's losing money. And, a lot of people are like, look, that was bad timing, bad taste. And he was like, well, my followers wanted me to do it, and it's for them, not for you. So if you saw it, it wasn't, he's not apologizing for it. So what do you think about that? You are being a comedian.
Comedians. They're comedians, man. That's what they do.
What's funny about this?
That's
what comedians do. That's what he does. I mean, if you know anything about him, that's what he does. So I'm not shocked by what he did. And the reaction is, what had happened is, you'll see in months, he'll be back doing the tour, just like all the other comedians are. Because okay. We're in a world where comedians are comedians. Mm-hmm. And so now they try to drag them into the
But that wasn't a comedy on stage. This was something that he just put out there. Right. So there's a difference from being on stage.
His base will always be his base.
Right.
It's distasteful. It's unfortunate.
Do you think he might have stagnated his growth because he will always be known as the one who did the Kobe insensitive?
No, because he's known as a jerk. And okay. That's a part of his brand. That's a part of his brand.
That's true. You know? He is a jerk.
It's not, so. And it's not like he works in a mainstream field. You know? He's not on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I think that the fact that Gianna was with her dad when this helicopter
And that's what he said. He said he did not know other people were on the plane.
Well, he should have listened to, read something before he went on and said this. So I think it's inexcusable.
And speaking of the family, Vanessa Bryant, recently she had made her Instagram private. She recently opened it up to the public and she thanked, all the millions of people around the world for just sending their love. And she said, just respect them right now as they go through this together. But, I can only imagine what she's going through.
God bless her for even getting up and tweeting or Instagramming anything.
That is just really
unimaginable.
But everybody, I think we are feeling the family. And I think that's why she did it, because she's feeling, the world is really feeling the loss, but also inspired by the family and inspired by what he did, in this short time. And, of course, the love that he had for his daughter and all those people. It was interesting seeing Kawhi Leonard, another basketball player. They share the same
helicopter pilot and for years.
And so it was, Kawhi Leonard, who's always really quiet, to hear him just even talk about something was interesting. And him and Kobe shared the same pilot. And so he had nice things to say about the pilot.
And actually, we'll talk about that a little later.
And I want to also talk about it later, too. That same helicopter, did you see the story where Blac Chyna was upset with the Jenners because they took the baby on that helicopter without
her permission?
I think it was one of the Jenners. I'm going to find that out. I guess asked Rob, the father, but did not
get permission from the mother. You can't just take my child on the helicopter.
And then later, the same helicopter, So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get into.
All right, keep it loud.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.